Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get to the heart of the matter with holistic physician, Dr. Darren Weissman.
Infinite love and gratitude in this moment is my attitude. Giving thanks for all I'm coming through. Freeing my faith and fortitude. Infinite love and gratitude. Move me with great magnitude. Yeah, present peace is what I choose. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude, everybody. It is a great day to be alive. I'm Dr. Darren. And thank you so much for tuning in to today's Heart of the Matter show here on Blog Talk Radio. Our show is here to make you shine. So our topic is the healing power of forgiveness. Buckminster Fuller was once quoted saying that rather than fixing a problem, to come up with a solution that makes that problem obsolete. And forgiveness has been defined as this conscious and deliberate decision, a deliberate way to release feelings of resentment or vengeance toward a person or a group that have harmed you. And regardless of whether that person or whether that group actually deserves forgiveness or not, and just as important as defining what forgiveness is, you know, though, you know, it is important to understand something, understanding what forgiveness is not is equally important. And there are so many experts out there that are studying forgiveness. And they teach that forgiveness makes clear that when you forgive, it's not about glossing over or denying the seriousness of an offense, something that has happened to you. Forgiveness does not mean that you forget. And it doesn't mean that you condone or excuse anyone for anything. Though when you're in a place and space of consciously forgiving, when you're in a place of understanding what it really means to forgive from your heart, you can repair even the most damaged relationships. And what's wild is in that process of repairing, reparation, healing, and growing, it doesn't mean that that you obligate the person who harmed you. It doesn't mean you release this person from any legal accountability. Instead, what forgiveness does is it brings the forgiver a peace of mind. And it frees this person, him or her, from the corrosive energy of anger that so often builds up because of the circumstances that happen in life. And while there's oftentimes like debate whether, you know, true forgiveness requires like, you know, I'm supposed to be positive and like this person and have this joyful energy, you know, the thing that people can agree upon is that there's this inward letting go. There's this feeling of negativity that transforms these feelings that are so heavy and sharp and intense, and they change and they soften, and you know it when it happens. And in that way, forgiveness empowers you to recognize that the pain that you've suffered in your life, rather than letting it define you, you're able to heal, you're able to move through your life. And today, our intention is to dive right on into the heart of the matter of the healing power of forgiveness. And so I'm so honored to have this opportunity to connect with you for the next hour. I love answering the questions. This show is an interactive show. And the more that you choose to participate and really experience it for what it is, and that is getting to the heart of the matter of forgiveness, the more that you'll experience what the real blessing of the intention behind the show is in the first place. So we can receive and broadcast this highest vibration of infinite love and gratitude the number that you dial, 516-531-9623. Let me repeat that. It is 516-531-9623. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to set the stage of the healing power of forgiveness. And then, based upon the callers, I'm going to lead you through simple, fast, natural ways that empower you to heal from the circumstances in your life that are causing you to hold on to pain, not know how to let go of it, not understand why other people are able to move on after certain circumstances, and why is it that I remain stuck in this pattern of negative thinking, of overwhelming feelings. That's what the heart of the matter is all about. So please feel free to call on in. And a couple things, those of you that want to know what's on Dr. D's list of things that I am passionately embarking upon, I've got a great program coming up on July 10th and 11th called Lifeline Ignite. And it is a way to get your subconscious mind working for you and with you. Rather than giving you a fish, I'm going to teach you how to fish. It is an awesome program of getting your subconscious mind on board. You can find out a lot of really cool things on my website, which is drdarrenweissman.com, DR and then darrenweissman.com. And one thing that's coming up is June 17th is Infinite Love and Gratitude Day. And it is the 13th anniversary from when I woke up to the Lifeline Technique Flowchart. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Amazing, amazing. So that'll be a day of sharing and broadcasting and living with infinite love and gratitude, as every day's intention is all about infinite love and gratitude. But we create a ripple, just like Thanksgiving, just like days where we honor beautiful people in our lives. Let's live a day on June 17th, fully from the moment you wake up, the moment you go to bed. Infinite love and gratitude. Breathe it in. Let it go. So let's get to the heart of the matter, forgiveness. You know, why practice forgiveness? Why the heck do I want to practice forgiveness? You know, we often think of forgiveness as this magnanimous act, this kind act of mercy or compassion. And, you know, it's like I'm going to extend this to somebody who's wronged me. You know, and this can be true. But, you know, my research in doing the Lifeline Technique over the past 13 years has revealed there's an enormous personal and professional, family, physical healing benefit that goes along with forgiveness. It's not something that you're obligated to do. It's a choice. And, of course, you know, based upon what I've discovered in just working with thousands of people that have just been through, you know, man, if my walls could talk, so much pain, so much stress, so much trauma, in love and gratitude, that at the core of forgiveness is this light that exists in our subconscious mind, that when we can touch it and understand it and give light to what we've protected, all of a sudden something so compelling comes through, something so real comes through. Forgiveness becomes our nature for our relationships, for our communities, and for our bodies, for that beautiful person in the mirror. You know, when you forgive, guess what? You're a happier person. That is just the bullseye. That is just the truth. The heart of the matter is, when you are naturally a forgiving person, you're a happy person. And you're not only more likely to forgive being happy, but when you forgive people, especially the ones that are close to you that have hurt you, wow, that just escalates exponentially the happiness meter in such an extraordinary way. Forgiveness improves your health. You know, when you're dwelling on grudges, guess what happens to your blood pressure? Guess what happens to that heart rate, your pulse? And the signs of stress, which ultimately stress is a part of degeneration. So you want to understand degeneration? Look at cancer, look at cardiovascular disease, look at osteoporosis, look at arthritis. When you forgive, your health improves. Your ability to not only deal with stress, but move through stress with intention begins to transform. You know, so think about those grudges that you got going on in your life. whether it be siblings or people that you work with, spouses, you know, people that have done you wrong. You know, when you do the work, the inner work, when you grab the lifeline, you not only empower your heart emotionally, but physically you empower your heart. You empower your immune system in the fullest function of your body, which is designed to heal, regenerate, and be whole, is activated. You know, remember, when you're stressed, who needs to focus on recognizing infections? You know, who needs to focus on digesting your breakfast or your lunch? Who needs to focus on anything other than the stress at hand? That's the way the body is designed, is if it's in a stress mode, it's going to immediately go after whatever that stress is. So, you know, I'm not going to digest. I'm not going to have a strong immune system. My muscles are going to be in spasm. My joints are going to be inflamed. So this is so cool, because forgiveness is a natural laxative for those of us that get constipated, right? Got ups and downs? Forgiveness is a natural mood stabilizer. It's a natural immune boost. Hey, go have an acai drink. That's great for your immune system. Go forgive yourself today. That is going to really enhance the heck out of your immunity. You know, you want to sustain relationships. You want an authentic, caring, loving, passionate, yummy, delicious relationship. How do you think those grudges, how do you think that vengeance and jealousy is working? It isn't, of course not. You know, when our friends, when our family, when our coworkers, when they hurt us, when they disappoint us, holding on to the grudges, way less likely to want to cooperate with them, want to do things, reach out, support them. It undermines feelings of trust. Your commitment level goes out the window, and it drives people further apart. You want to sustain your relationships? Forgiveness. I've seen time and time again that when a person's able to get to the subconscious heart of the matter of forgiveness, that not only do they stop this downward spiral of painful relationship patterns, which goes on, right? But even more, you are able to repair your relationship. You're able to repair your relationship. I had this guy who came on in to see me. He was really struggling with his immune system, chronic sinus infections, even had surgery on his sinuses, all kinds of allergy pills, antihistamines, congestion, you know, decongestions, all these different things that he took. And also, by the way, and it's not a by the way, he was struggling in his marriage, really struggling, and just, you know, taking things for granted, and, you know, really just negative, had that vindictive tone in his voice. He came on in, he said, you know, his wife knows me and said, you need to go see Dr. Darren, and he did. He goes, you know, I don't even really know what you do, Dr. Darren, but I need help with my body, and I need help with my marriage and my family, because I want to be there for my kids, and I love my wife, but I just am so triggered right now, I cannot let it go. We went through a series of 5 sessions, lifeline sessions, because that's the way I like to roll with it. Give it 5 sessions so you can see the real impact that's going to happen. Well, what was great is after the first session, the sinus infections and congestion was immediately gone, and after going through the series of 5 sessions, their relationship between this man and his wife with his kids had built such a level of connection and compassion and kindness. It's beautiful. I'm going to know these people for the rest of my life. I'm so grateful. You know, it's like, because when you're in a place of forgiveness, you're kinder, you're connected. And when you're feeling this forgiveness vibe, you not only are feeling more positive towards life, but you're going to find that you're more likely to reach out to other people, to do community work and do things that support people, to be in service. That's the ripple. That's the world peace through inner peace. That's the energy. And preparing for the show, I was reading about, the Hutus and the Tutsis in Rwanda and the Rwandan genocide and the forgiveness studies as far as the people that went through incomprehensible loss and trauma, incomprehensible, that when they used forgiveness practices that they found that the trauma not only reduced, but the attitudes between the actual Hutus and the Tutsis changed. That's profound. That's profound. You know, I'm sure you've heard of Archbishop Desmond Tutu, and he is a forgiveness ambassador. And during the South African Reconciliation Commission, it's their Truth and Reconciliation Commission, Desmond Tutu credited the power of forgiveness as being the essence of being able to end apartheid in that country. And so it's like, you know, his old statement was that he argued that forgiveness is the path to enduring peace. Forgiveness. You know, you want world peace? Got to go into inner peace. Darkness in the outer world, darkness in the inner world. This is a holographic universe. One part represents the whole. If there's a negative pattern in one person, it's in every person. If you see it out in the world, it's in you. Everybody's got this. So it's like, how do I cultivate forgiveness? You know, how do I do this? Because forgiveness is a choice. It's an action step, and it's trainable. You can learn how to forgive. And what I found is that, you know, no matter if it's an individual or if it's a couple, it's a family, if it's communities that I've worked with and using the lifeline, that forgiveness is an intrinsic part of our human nature. We, each of us, has the potential to forgive, even if you don't think so right now. And here's the thing that that moves me. This is why I'm so passionate about living every day with infinite love and gratitude and embracing the pain of life as a portal. You know, what others look at as problems. I love to go into the portal of why is it easy for one person to forgive and seemingly impossible for another. That's interesting for me. You know, because within this space of resistance to forgive or the willingness to forgive is this enormous subconscious portal of healing. This is where conscious evolution can occur. This is where we can begin to create real change within our own heart and affect and infect virally love. Let love go viral in our world. Let it go viral in your body. Let it go, love go virally on social media. You know, people can say, hey, if you just express your emotion, you want to forgive or be forgiven, just express your emotion. Hey, look for the silver lining in life. Look for the positive. You know, make an effective apology. You know, here's the thing. Forgiveness is a journey. Like grief, last week we talked about grief. This is a journey of changing patterns of perception that are deeply rooted in the invisible parts of our subconscious mind. True forgiveness doesn't happen in an instant, even though it can. It sure can. It sure can. But oftentimes we need to have an understanding the portal rather than the problem, because as long as it's a problem, it will never, ever, ever change, because you'll be outside of it. It will be separate from you. You know, if it was as easy as just, hey, I'm just going to express my emotions, I got it off my back, hey, I see that as a result of this trauma happening that I learned this and now I'm feeling better and I'm sorry, please forgive me. Even though all these things are so important and valuable and necessary, if it was as easy as that, then the jealousy and the greed, the hatred that goes on within our own hearts, let alone the world that we're a part of, wouldn't be going on. And at the heart of the matter of life itself is that the victim and the perpetrator have an invisible bond, that there's a pattern of energy that connects each and every one of us. And it's in this invisible field of energy, this subconscious root, that I've personally discovered the portal of authentic and genuine, compassionate, loving, fully living your life in the muck and mire and discovering the light there too. This is the power that holds the power and the promise of world peace to inner peace. So, infinite love and gratitude to the healing power of forgiveness. And I want to jump on in and take a call right now. Those of you that would like to be a part of the show, once again, feel free to call on in at 516-531-9623. But hey, welcome to the Heart of the Matter. Can you hear me? Number 541-844, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you now. Hi.
Cool. What's your name?
My name is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. I have a lot of trouble forgiving. And wait, hold on one second. I'm going to switch phones. One second. Okay, and what happened is, you know, I got these new neighbors in the apartment where I'm living, and this terrible smell's coming down, and I was told that it's actually crystal meth, and I don't want to be breathing it. And how do you forgive somebody? How do you, you know, I just don't understand life anymore.
In the love and gratitude, that is a really intense situation. That's a really intense situation. And first and foremost, did you call the authorities?
Say again, I'm sorry, I missed that.
Did you call the police?
No, not yet. I've just been trying to figure out where it's coming from. And then, you know, yesterday I had two doors open and cracked the window and all that, and, you know, it was a little bit better. But then it got cold, so I closed the windows and or the doors, and I realized it's coming from upstairs. And first of all, smells are not supposed to travel downstairs. They're supposed to go up. So the management thinks I'm crazy. And I just don't know where to go. You know, it's between cigarette smoke and now this. And I'm just, I don't know.
You know, and here's the thing. Here's the thing. First and foremost, as you think, I want to talk to you. And this is so beautiful. Thank you for calling in, first and foremost, Sharon. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you for taking my call. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. As you're thinking about your neighbors, and you're thinking about that they're burning crystal meth in a legal drug in their apartment, and you can smell it in yours.
Yes.
What emotion is this causing you to feel?
Well, I'm definitely angry about it.
Yeah. You know, so I can appreciate the anger that you're feeling. Would you mind rating it on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 is it's the most amount of anger anyone could ever experience, and 0 is nothing? What do you rate that feeling of anger, Sharon?
Say 9 or 10. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can. I think your battery and your phone is potentially dying, huh?
Well, it's a new phone, and I'm trying to figure out how to work it. I can hear it.
In love and gratitude to the new technology, eh?
That's another thing, the cell phone that hangs up on people. I don't know.
If it does, just give me a call back, sweetheart. It's all cool. So, but check this out, because I want to work with you from two points of view. One point of view is from a very conscious, aware, integrity point of view, where you are doing the right thing. You're doing what you're supposed to do, okay? And then from the other point of view, I want to work with you from a subconscious point of view, because there's a part of you that not only is perceiving this experience, but there's also a part of you who's receiving it, that's attracting it, that you're a part of this situation, not apart from it. This isn't happening to you. This is happening with you, and how you respond to it is really important, because first and foremost, if you were given the opportunity, Sharon, where you could create your life, you could create your neighbors, would you ever choose to create it where they were burning crystal meth and the smell was leaking into your home? Would you ever choose to be angry on any level at a 9 or a 10 out of 10? Would you choose to feel this way, be this way?
Oh, and I think I'm getting more and more creative and getting, before it was just creating cigarette smoke, you know, and then I had a year off of that. And now they smoke and then they do the drugs. So I mean, I'm definitely creating this. I realize I am, but I don't know.
But hold on a second. But listen to the words, though, Sharon. Would you choose? Did you wake up today saying, it's a magnificent day to be angry 9 out of 10, and yeah, when I move in, can you make sure that there's people that are above me that are going to be manufacturing crystal meth so I can smell it in my home? Did you choose that?
Not consciously.
Exactly. That's the point. That's the point. And because, do you know what percentage of the mind is conscious?
5%.
It's like 2 to 10%. Yeah.
2 to 10?
It's really
okay.
Small. Yeah, so most of the mind, most of who we are, is subconscious. So
yes.
We want to get our subconscious mind on board, because right now, you're subconsciously not only perceiving, but attracting people and circumstances in your life that are perpetuating anger. So I'm going to give you some advice, some Dr. Darren Heart of the Matter advice. But before I do, I'm going to help you set an intention in a whole new attractor field so that you can perceive this circumstance and really get to the healing power of forgiveness, because that energy exists within us, not outside of us. So I know you wouldn't choose to feel, anger, Sharon, but if your heart could choose to feel anything, what is your heart desire to feel? What does your heart choose to feel?
To feel open and loving.
You know what? I'm having a hard time hearing. Do you mind speaking clearer in the phone?
Let me try this a different way.
That's better.
This is better now?
Yeah, that's much better. What does your heart choose to feel?
To feel open and loving.
Mm-hmm. So now what we do is we want to make our choice of open and loving as if we're already there, because your subconscious mind, and that mind makes up 90 to 98%, right? That subconscious
right.
mind is going to follow you if you lead it. So I invite you to say out loud, I am open and loving.
I am open and loving.
Good job. Let's do it again. I am open and loving.
I am open and loving.
And the rest of the listeners, do this with Sharon and I. This isn't just for Sharon. This is for everybody. We're all interconnected. Let's do it one more time. I am open and loving.
I am open and loving.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Now, as you connect to what it means to be open and loving, Sharon, and you appreciate what that means, that energy of being open and loving, are you open and loving right now? Are you open to imagining yourself being the Sharon who is open and loving and is able to move through life, and life is moving through you in an open and loving way? Are you open to that?
Yes, maybe halfway right now, but it's shifting in my heart.
Well, that's okay. You know, if a part of you is only 50% into it, let that 50% that's into it, that's able to imagine it, let that be your 100%. Only focus on the part that is open to imagining it. How does it feel to imagine yourself being the Sharon of I am open and loving?
Good.
Where do you feel that in your body? Where do you feel that good feeling of being the open and loving Sharon?
In my heart, and actually in my throat.
What does it physically feel like?
Lighter, it's sort of a vibration.
Mm-hmm. Can you say that again? You just got a little muffled again, sweetheart.
Oh, dear, I'm so sorry. Tingly, T-I-N-G-L-Y.
Yeah, you know what? Sometimes you speak and it gets all muffly. Do you have your radio on or no?
Oh, is this any better if I hold this directly in front of me?
Yeah, do that again.
Can you hear me well right now? This isn't even Verizon. No, this is a landline.
Now I hear. So how do you describe that feeling of imagining yourself being the open and loving Sharon?
It feels light and it feels tingly, T-I-N-G-L-Y.
Oh. Yeah, I got it. Feeling light and tingly. Cool. You know what I invite you to do is I invite you to write that down on a piece of paper. I am open and loving, feeling light and tingling. Because that's the vibration. That's the seed that is already planted in your subconscious mind. That's what's growing through you right now. And there's a healing power of forgiveness that we're awakening right now. And I'm using muscle testing in the life. defining now, so that we can understand this part of you that is not only attracting the circumstance of having neighbors that are brewing crystal meth, but that's causing you to be really angry, massively 9 out of 10 angry. And what I'm finding is that you've got this belief pattern that affects how you perceive yourself and the world around you. And it's living in your third chakra. In your third chakra, Sharon, is all about self-esteem. So you get triggered, and rather than being confident and clear about creating just authentic boundaries and communicating with your self-worth and self-esteem in check, there's a part of you who does not recognize your own self-worth and is being triggered into a pattern of low self-esteem. It's not who you are, but when this part gets triggered, it becomes who you are. And I invite you to repeat after me, infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Good job. Now, what we're doing is we're awakening our senses, because in life, our senses are what allow us to perceive our environment. And based upon what we see or hear, smell or taste or touch, feel, that information enables us to adapt and react or respond in any given moment. And we're raising our senses and our perception in an I am open and loving, feeling light and tingly way. And I invite you to repeat, infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Now, this is interesting because it has to do in Chinese medicine with what's called the earth element. And the earth element has to do with Mother Earth and Mother Nature. Interesting, on a physical level, it has to do with the immune system, blood sugar metabolism, and digestion. Does your body speak to you with any blood sugar or digestion or immune conversations?
Well, digestion, for sure. And,
yeah.
I'm pretty healthy, but I'm worried about it now, you know. The drugs.
What are you worried about it for?
Well, because I don't want to be breathing this in and I'm breathing it.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying. In love and gratitude.
Yeah.
I see. Based upon this experience. Yeah. Yeah. Well, what's interesting is, and because right now, because I'm going to talk to you about it that on a conscious level in just a second, but, you know, on a subconscious level, this is triggering a pattern of divine feminine, Mother Earth, Mother Nature. This is your relationship with your mom. Is your mom in the physical or spiritual world?
My mom and stepmother are both in the spiritual world.
Infinite love and gratitude. And I invite you to specifically connect to your biological mom.
Okay.
And as you're connecting with your mom right now, what emotion do you feel?
Sadness.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Good job. Infinite love and gratitude to sadness. Now, there's a pattern here. 1 through 10, 11 through 20, 11 through 15, 11, 12, 13. There's a pattern here of guilt and shame. And when it gets triggered, all you can see is yourself and the world around you through a lens of guilt and shame. You attract people and circumstances that match the vibration of guilt and shame. And it's not the truth. But what's crazy about life, Sharon, is that we don't perceive truth in life. We really don't. We perceive what we believe. And you've got a belief that's perpetuating you to see yourself and view the world around you in a guilt and shame way. And then you attract people and circumstances, and part of this attractor field is causing you to feel massively angry because you've attracted people that are burning meth, neighbors where you live. I invite you to repeat, infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
So we want to know, where is this coming from? Is there a concept of an original occurrence? There is. Is it in this life? Yeah. Is it conception at 10, conception of 5, 6, 7 years of age? So I'm using muscle testing here, and it brings us right on into a 7-year-old little girl. And at 7 years of age, you were living in a very emotionally reactive environment, one of guilt and shame. That's what was going on. There were circumstances that people were experiencing that were perpetuating guilt and shame. And much different at seven, you didn't have tools or strategies or people to support you, life experiences to draw from at seven like you do now, to say, yeah, but I'm open and loving. I'm feeling light and tingly. You didn't have that ability at seven like you do now. And you didn't have an environment. And this is specifically a pattern that's been handed down from your mom's side. Your mom didn't have the ability to teach you self-esteem and self-worth, that you matter, that you make a positive difference, that what you say actually is worthy and valuable. Your mom couldn't teach you that because she didn't know that herself. If she did, she would have taught you, right?
Right.
In love and gratitude. It's the 7-year young.
My mother died when I was seven.
Say that again, sweetheart.
My mother died when I was seven.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Yeah. There's that energy. Let's process that. You know, what's really powerful is that last week's show was about grief and this week's show is about forgiveness, but there's a link between that right now and today's show. And I want you to just, for the first time, in an I am open and loving way, feeling light and tingly, let's process having your mom die at seven. What a powerful experience. What happened to your mom when you were seven, sweetheart?
She had leukemia. Leukemia?
Infinite love and gratitude.
Love and gratitude.
And as you're thinking about that time when she died, when you're thinking about that 7-year-old little girl, what emotion comes up for you, sweetheart?
In sadness.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
You know, you and I, together, and all the listeners, are going to process this extreme sadness for the first time with intention. Because that's been living inside of you. It's been living inside of you. And the way that we process emotion is something that I teach in the Lifeline. It's called the see, feel, hear. And it's really simple. It's basically observing what you observe, you influence. Take a moment right now in your mind. Imagine you're in the movie theater of your mind. And see the thoughts of extreme sadness of your mom at seven. Dying of leukemia. See, whatever memories that are in your mind, allow yourself, give yourself permission to observe the thoughts in an I am open and loving way. And as you are, infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Good job. Let yourself feel.
The other thing is that it was all held in secret. You know, nobody told me she was dying. Nobody told her, but she knew.
So that's where the guilt and shame was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And nobody wanted to talk about it after either.
Because they didn't have the self. It's totally crazy, but they didn't have the self-esteem. They didn't have the self-worth. They didn't know what they didn't know. People, when they don't understand something and people don't understand emotions, they get scared of them. And therefore, those emotions, rather than just staying just quiet and still, they live in us. And here's the crazy part. They become an attractor field. They become a gravity. And they affect us. And let yourself feel right now, my friend. Feel the energy of extreme sadness, the guilt and shame, no one being able to talk about it. Let yourself just feel how that energy feels still so familiar. It shows up in your life right now where you've got neighbors that are crystal meth users, let alone potentially dealers, and you haven't called the police yet. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Good girl, infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite infinite love and gratitude.
And Sharon, I invite you to listen right now. Listen inward. There's a little girl, she's 7. She's never had an opportunity to express herself. Give her the will and the power to express herself right now. Hear what she's saying to you. And as you are, let me know by saying out loud, infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude. So angry.
What did she say? What did she say?
I hate you for dying.
I hate you for dying. I hate you for dying. I hate you for dying. I hate you for dying. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
And when you hear that little girl say that inside your heart, what emotion do you feel, Sharon?
Crying all over the place here.
Say that again, I'm sorry. What emotion do you feel when you hear her say, I hate you for dying?
I'm just crying so much now as we're doing this.
Infinite love and gratitude.
I'm so sad and hurt.
Mm-hmm. Infinite love and gratitude. And I want to encourage you right now that it's okay for you to cry, and it's okay for you to feel the feelings that you're feeling that come up, or the feelings that come up, or the voices that come up. You might not like them, but better out than in. This is what real forgiveness is to allow this emotion to move through you rather than getting stuck in you. You understand, my friend?
Yes, yes.
And so I'm with you. And let yourself just see the sadness that's coming up. See the images and thoughts of sadness. I hate you for dying. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Good girl. Let yourself feel. And I know it doesn't feel good, and I'm feeling it with you. Let's feel it together. Feel the extreme sadness. I hate you for dying. Feel that.
I hate you for dying.
Infinite love and gratitude.
How could you do this?
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite
love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
And I invite you to listen inward. In your heart, connect to your mom's spirit. Let your mom's spirit speak through your heart. Hear what she's saying to you.
So sorry.
I'm so sorry.
I had to leave.
Yeah. I'm so sorry I had to leave. I'm so sorry that I had to leave. I'm so sorry that I had to leave. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
When you hear your mom say, I'm so sorry I had to leave, what emotion do you feel, Sharon?
Little more softness inside of me.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
I'm so sorry that I had to leave. I'm so sorry. And see the thoughts that are in your mind right now. See the images in your mind. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Sharon, what are you seeing in your mind right now, sweetheart?
Her death and what it created in the family, and then getting this horrible stepmother and just all the stuff that got caused so she died.
Yeah. Infinite love and gratitude. I'm so sorry I had to leave. I'm so sorry. And let yourself just feel. Let yourself feel what has been held on to, just like nobody talked about it, the guilt and shame. It was never okay to talk about it, even though it was going on. Let yourself feel it. And then all of a sudden, I got this stepmother and all these things. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Sharon?
Yes.
I invite you to listen inside your heart. Listen to your soul. Let it speak to you. Hear what it's saying. As you're hearing your soul right now, let me know you are by saying out loud, infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
What did your soul say to you?
still with me now.
Will you say that again?
She's still with me now.
Yeah, still with me now. She's still with me now. She's still with me now. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
And when you hear your soul say, she's still with me now, what emotion do you feel?
A mixture of wanting to believe it and not believing it.
Will you say that again? I'm sorry.
A mixture of believing it yet not believing it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. In love and gratitude.
And
just allow yourself just to see that. I'm still with you now, and see that there's a part of you who believes it, and then there's a part of you that says, oh, no, I don't. You have love and gratitude.
Love and gratitude.
Love and gratitude.
Why wouldn't she be helping me more in my life if she was with me?
Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't she help anymore if she was still here? Why wouldn't she help in my life if she was still here? You have love and gratitude. In love and gratitude. Can I say something, Sharon?
Sure.
Maybe she is. Maybe she lined up this call.
Maybe. Maybe she helped me
Maybe.
Get through to you.
Yeah. I find spirit works in very mysterious ways. In ways that we oftentimes can't directly connect the dots, but the synchronicities seem too outrageous to deny. In love and gratitude.
Love and gratitude.
So here's the thing. There's a couple of things that I want to talk to you about. The seven-year young part of you who only knows guilt and shame, low self-esteem, can't express herself, nobody talks about anything, that part of you will never be able to lead you in your life in an I am open and loving, feeling light and tingly way. She will not be able to deal with the circumstances of your life in a conscious and confident way. She will not be able to connect with your mom in the most conscious way, to connect with her spirit and feel the presence of it. You can, but she can't. And what we're doing right now is we're bridging the gap. And I want to do something that I call the bomb. And the bomb means B-O-M-B, Sharon. B-O-M-B stands for bring out my best. And let's bring out the best of that seven-year young part of you. You want to do it?
Yes.
I invite you to repeat after me. My name is Sharon.
My name is Sharon.
And today?
Today.
I'm choosing. To bring out my best.
Bring out my best.
By being 100%.
By being 100%.
Willing.
Willing.
Able.
Able.
Safe.
Safe.
Worthy.
Worthy.
Supported.
Supported.
Deserving.
Deserving.
Open and free.
Open and free.
By owning my power.
By owning my power.
With infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Feeling light and tingly.
And light and tingly.
In my heart and soul.
In my heart and soul.
Mind and body.
Mind and body.
Now and forever.
Now and forever.
Regardless.
Regardless.
Of how painful.
Of how painful.
Scary or stressful.
Scary or stressful.
Life is.
Life is.
Has been.
Has been.
Or will be.
Or will be.
I am open and loving.
I am open and loving.
Forgiveness is my nature.
Forgiveness is my nature.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Welcome back from 7, Sharon. Welcome home. Welcome to the light of open and loving, feeling light and tingly. Welcome home, my friend. Take a deep breath. And I invite you just to take a moment right now, just to observe, just to notice how it feels to be present. Notice how it feels to be in this moment right now, in your heart, in your body, in your home. The anger associated with people doing crystal meth. Notice how it feels to be present right now.
I feel tingly from head to toe.
Mm-hmm. Well, welcome to the life of open and loving, feeling tingly from head to toe is a natural byproduct. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
So now I want to talk to you because now you're present. See, you and I and everyone on the planet gets triggered. We get triggered by things. And not only do we get triggered by things, but when we do get triggered, we react. And when we're in a reactive place, we never make good decisions. We never make great decisions when we're in a reactive place, right? So the part of you who's been triggered was a 7-year young part. That was a very, very painful time in your life. That was a very emotionally stressful time in your life and the life of your family at that time when your mom died at 7. Very profound. And we raised the consciousness of that part of you. Now it's time to deal with the situation. So in dealing with this situation, if there is somebody burning crystal meth, and you know that that's what it is, or you even think that it is, when we're done talking on the phone here on this radio station, you're going to hang up, you're going to call the police, you're going to say, hi, this is where I live, I believe that I have neighbors that are burning crystal meth. I'm not exactly sure who it is, but I don't know what to do about it. Can you help me so that I can be safe and other people in this area can be safe and we can take care of what needs to be taken care of? And then they will take care of it. And, you know, that will solve that circumstance, you know, and make sure that you just do it anonymously and that rather than having them know that it was you, but you need to call. You need to call the police and tell them that that there is a neighbor who's doing this illegal thing, and you need to turn them in for your own health and well-being, and for the health and well-being of the people that live in that area.
So it's only been like 4 days that they've been doing that, and they're new tenants. Better to say something to them first to ask them to.
No,
not even get outside.
No, not at that. You know, I'll tell you something. You know, if it was cigarettes, no, big deal. If it's, you know, somebody having a party and, you know, drinking beer, whatever, you can have a conversation, you know. But if you're smelling something that actually is, that you truly believe is that, then that's a whole different level of what's going on here, and that needs to be dealt. And going up and talking to them, then they already know it's you. And I wouldn't talk to them if it you know, not on that level. It's dangerous people that have no regard. That drug is a really dangerous, dangerous thing. Kills people.
Well, here's the thing. The other day, I was trying to figure out what it was, and I thought they were cooking bad fish. Something, it smelled so bad, and they said, no, we're vegetarians, we don't even eat fish. And so I said, well, it's coming from somewhere, I don't know where it's coming from. Yeah, so and I said, when I saw them yesterday, I offered to do healing on all their sinus and their allergy stuff going on, and they said, no, not now, we have to go get some medicine. So they think this is their medicine, I guess, or that's what they said. And so also because I said that I'm going to start documenting when I'm smelling it so I could tell the police. So they already know I might tell the police.
Right. Right.
I don't want them to ruin the car or do anything terrible.
Of course not. But if you're aware of it being crystal meth, you've got to just deal with that, and you've got to cross. You have to just deal with that. If that's what it is, I mean, make sure it's just not bad fish, right? Make sure it's not bad fish.
Yeah.
Or curry or whatever. If you really think it's that drug, then that needs to be dealt with.
That smell or burning plastic, they say, goes along with crystal meth.
I don't know. I've never smelled it before, so I have no idea, my love. I don't. But what I do know is you are a bright, bright light that is open and loving and feeling light and tingly with self-esteem and self-worth is the truth of who you are. And I so appreciate you taking the time to call on in today and to be a part of today's show.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
It's my pleasure. Hey, where do you live? What state do you live in?
I'm in Oregon.
You're in Oregon. Cool.
Uh huh.
Cool. Well, I hope to meet you at a Lifeline training one day.
That would be an interesting experience. It would. Well, oh. My financial thing changes. That's another issue. But
set an intention, my love, and you keep shining bright and have yourself a beautiful rest of your day.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you.
My pleasure. Live love and gratitude. You know, it's what a powerful call with Sharon, and that so often happens that in the Lifeline it gets to the heart of the matter of here's a 7-year-old little girl who's in an environment of guilt and shame. Mom's dying. Nobody's talking about it. And that pain and that emotion builds up inside. And that perpetuates certain ways of thinking and feeling and behaviors, and it tracks patterns of relationship that seem to be different, but they carry the same kind of vibration. There's a secrecy. Nobody's communicating. You know, Martin Luther King once said that we must develop and maintain the capacity to forgive. He who is devoid of the power to forgive is devoid of the power to love. There is some good in the worst of us and some evil in the best of us. And when we discover this, we are less prone to hate our enemies. So rather than it about hating someone who's doing crystal meth, it's just about dealing with it consciously. So I so appreciate each and every one of you tuning into today's Heart of the Matter show. I so love and adore being able to share this beautiful vibration of infinite love and gratitude with you each and every week. And remember, keep shining bright. I look forward to seeing you in the future. And let's rock this sucker out. Let's break on through.
You know the day destroys the night. Night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide. Break on through to the other side. Break on through. Break on through to the other side, yeah. We chased our pleasures here.